Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and this is episode number 396. All right, so today's show is designed to be about, it was a funeral director and a gentleman who was a retired funeral director and an embalmer. And we must have had a mix-up because he's not here yet. We're going to have him in the studio. We're all set up. We have the headphones and everything, camera ready and all that. But so if he comes later, we will talk about that. But in the meantime, let me just talk a little bit about the Touch-A-Truck event that I went to yesterday. It was a Sunny 95 Touch-A-Truck, and I want to say hello to all of those of you who were nice enough to come out and say hello. We had the rolling studio there. We had four of my staff members, which I appreciate them doing that, coming out and all that. And it was just a ton of people. There were these guys, they're Ghostbusters. They're these people that have they have their vehicles all made up like they're Ghostbusters, and they're all dressed up like that. And it's kind of cool. And we plan on having them on the show at some point here down the road. So kind of watch for that. They are, let's see, what do they call themselves? It's called Columbus Ghostbusters. So we'll probably have them on in the next month or so, maybe closer to Halloween. I don't know, because people start thinking about ghost stories around Halloween, right? But anyway, we had the Columbus Fire Department and these cranes and guy that does games for kids and a truck that people, the kids can get up and check it out. And it was really awesome. It was up at Polaris Mall, Fashion Place. And so, yeah, thanks to all of those. There were several people. It was kind of neat. Several people come up to me and wanted to meet because they said they wanted to put a face to the voice. So several of you only know me by my voice, which is odd to me because I know my face. Every morning I get up and I put the face together with the voice. But no, and there were lots of compliments. People who say they listen and have been listening for a while and thanking me for bringing dental health to the forefront and teaching them little tricks. Now, let me tell you, one of the things that I was able to do yesterday is there was this mom, and she had two little ones, a little boy, a little girl. The little girl is six. No, actually seven. That's right, seven. And I did interview a lot of these kids and some of the parents, and I just, and so I almost put together those interviews thinking that I could play them today for you guys, and I thought, I don't really need it because we have our guest today. Hey, by the way, if you happen to be a funeral director or an embalmer and you want to call in, maybe you can answer some of my questions. It's 459-9769. We'll put you on the air and we can go over some of these because I'm very, very interested. I'm going to talk about some of the questions I had. But anyway, back to the Touch-A-Truck. So I was talking to this woman and I'm looking at the little girl's mouth and I had her smile, you know, and then I had her open her mouth. And I happened to notice that, first of all, as you notice with these kids at this age, she was missing her front teeth, top and bottom, and the adult ones were coming in. So I said to mom, I said, let's take a look in her mouth, had her open, and I noticed that she had her six-year molars, all four, one in each of the corners, right in behind the very last baby tooth. So I said, Mom, does your daughter have any adult teeth besides these front ones? And she said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, take a look. I said, here's the thing. And this is the takeaway for her from coming to the Touch-A-Truck is that the six-year molars, adult teeth, come in before a child ever loses their front baby teeth. And that was an eye-opener for her. She didn't know that. And a lot of parents don't know that. I think there might have been one other family that I was able to point that out to. So I had her mom look in the little girl's mouth, and I said, look, that tooth, that tooth, that tooth, and that tooth are also adult teeth. And she was, whoa, I didn't know that. And see, think about it, because six-year-old children, they're not the best brushers. They're still eating a lot of candy and junk, and, you know, they're just not doing a good job by themselves. And a lot of parents think, oh, what's the big deal? Their baby teeth are going to fall out anyway. But when we point out that they're actually adult teeth in there, then the light bulb goes off. It's like, oh, I need to do better. I need to make sure I'm taking care of my child's baby teeth. I'm sorry, adult teeth that are behind the baby teeth. And here's the thing. Kids get 20 baby teeth, but adults have 32 teeth. So where do the other 12 come from? You have three molars on each side, each quadrant, that sneak in behind the baby teeth. So 3, you know, 6, 9, 12. There's the other 12. All of your molars did not replace baby teeth. So that was one of the lessons that we were able to impart on folks. The other thing that we talked about a lot was people wanted to know how I used my rolling studio. And so I had a couple of pictures. One was me doing live broadcasts from it. When I travel, I take it with me, go to I camp in it, but I also, interview people, bring people in that are in the event, and we can connect to the radio station and do live broadcasts from it. And so we showed them that. But then the other thing I was able to show them is that about 3 weeks ago, I did a health fair. I think you might remember the show that I did about it. It was a health fair on Refugee Road, and we set up a dental chair. I have a portable, it's essentially just a lawn chair that happens to kind of tip back a little better, and I have a portable suction and a portable light, and of course we brought our autoclave and instruments and that sort of thing, and I was able to do oral cancer screenings and clinical exams right in the rolling studio. Now, my next goal, of course, what I need to do is I need to raise $55,000 to equip it properly so that I can have two real portable dental chairs, real chairs though, not lawn chairs, two sets of dental drills and, you know, the suction and the air water syringe, the little squirt gun, you know, that we use, and two of everything. Except for an x-ray machine. I need to buy this portable x-ray machine, and it's called a Nomad, and it's like an overgrown hairdryer. It does not have to plug in, though. It's battery operated. And I've also already purchased a computer and an x-ray sensor that I'll be able to x-ray folks right in the rolling studio. That's about a $7,000 expense right now. And if I get that, I'll be better able, because I'll be able to x-ray people and do exams. And so anyway, we're working on that. So a couple of people were very helpful. They came up and they said, I know of a place where they can help you write grants. This one gentleman took my information down. I don't know if he knows of somebody that can donate. I hope that that's what that meant, but we will see. So if any of my listeners, any of you guys, know how I can raise the $55,000 to really make this thing fully functional, please let me know. That would be awesome. You can call the office at 262-9588. Actually, if you want to call the show right now, you can call 459-9769, and we can talk about that. You know, I'm really excited and looking forward to being able to do that, because as I do the Dentistry from the Heart events each year that I do, and as I do the Team Smile events each year that I'm involved with, the lead dentist in, and the reason that we do them in Columbus, I've learned that by combining the Team Smile dental equipment that they have with a Dentistry from the Heart model that I do at my office, I can basically go out and do these mini events in my rolling studio every third Saturday or every weekend or whatever I decide I want to do. But I plan on doing that type of outreach. I know donated dentistry on a regular basis, but I need to have the equipment. So anyway, that is the deal there. And so I'll tell you what, we always do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And the question of the day was going to be about some of the information we were going to learn from our retired funeral director and embalmer. So I think what we're going to do with this week is we're going to probably make the question of the day, what was the topic supposed to be today? So anyway, before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, though, I'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day today is, what was the topic of the show supposed to be about? Was it supposed to be about have a retired funeral director and embalmer in the show? Are we going to have a veterinary dentist? Or are we going to be talking about gum disease? All right. So we just made that up, as you can tell. All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko. Ici sur votre radio préférée.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
And we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have some callers on the line, and we're going to roll a dice. It looks like that's number one, so we're going to go to caller number one. That is Richard. Hi, Richard. How are you today?
I am very well, Dr. Kavitko, and you?
I'm well. Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. And do you have the answer to our question?
I do have. It's a retired funeral director and embalmer.
Good. Thank you. That's correct. That's correct. That way I don't have to remember what the other two choices were, which I made up on the spot. No, I think we said veterinary dentist and gum disease. All right. Hey, Richard, what do you do for a living?
I work for Global Asset Recovery Services. We run an auction house at 195 Philippi Road. We have anywhere from 18 to 20 internet auctions a month.
Really? Okay, and it's recovery. So that means these items that were somehow lost, are they from estate sales? What are they from?
Well, actually, they're from 37 different resources. They're all, for the most part, brand new merchandise. They're either one of a kind, or discontinued, or slightly distressed or damaged, or shipped to the wrong part of the country, or a lot of reasons why they're put on a semi and we get them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, that's really cool, and we appreciate you listening. Hopefully the guys and gals there are listening, too. So, hey, tune in next Sunday and every week, and you can win again after a month has passed. But stay on the line. We need to get your information so we can send you those flowers, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to just kind of go over the kinds of questions that were in my mind about a funeral director and embalmer could have answered for me, because you're probably wondering, what the heck, why would I have a funeral director embalmer on my show? All right. So one of the things that I wanted to find out, and we'll get somebody else on, either this gentleman again, something might have happened. We don't know, car accident, illness. But anyway, so we'll get either him or someone else on. But I've always wondered, you know, we know that somebody that's deceased, like they have to wash their hair, you know, especially women, you know, maybe curl it or whatever, and make them look like they did, or like they would want to look. And but I wonder, do they ever have to bring a dentist in to, I don't know, clean their teeth or do something with that? That was going to be one of the questions. And I was also wondering if it, I can't remember, but I don't remember ever seeing someone when they were at the viewing where you could see their teeth. And I wondered if that's on purpose, if it's if you always have to have just like the lips together. I wonder a lot about stuff, as you can know, I'm inquisitive by nature, but I just wonder, is there like a rule or law that says you have to have a person's lips kind of closed, you know? I also want to know what the tricks of the trade are. So, for example, I think they use super glue to glue a person's lips together. And then I got to thinking, when you do that, it must be hard, because what if that person looked like they were mad? What if they look like, you know, the family would be unhappy, right? Or, I don't know, I've never seen somebody with a smile, and I'm thinking maybe that's not allowed either, and maybe that would also be something that people would have a concern over. And then I got to thinking, well, you know, maybe I'm one of these people that wants to have a big smile on my face if when I'm deceased and at the funeral. Just like I'm thinking about this gentleman, it was about a year or so ago, this gentleman right here in Central Ohio, he wanted to be buried on his fully sitting on his Harley, upright on his Harley. And he spent about 7 years making sure that he had covered all of his bases for all of the legalities of that. And so I remember, and there was a picture in the paper about it, where he was sitting on his Harley, all dressed up in the clothes that he would wear, had his goggles on, and he was upright, and they built a glass case around him and his Harley, and they lowered him down into the ground. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you can do that, maybe somebody could leave it in their last will and testament that I want to have a big smile on my face. Or maybe they could put it in their will and testament that I want to have, yeah, all right. Or especially the people that have gotten, like, the gold grill. They might want it to show, you know, at the time of their death. So I really don't know. And I mean, more often than not, you just see somebody who looks very peaceful, and I think that's what they go for. But if somebody's, yeah, if the funeral producer's acting this out as we go, I should turn the camera on him, but he doesn't want me to do that. I'm not allowed to turn the camera on him. By the way, you can watch the show at dentallyspeaking.com, but you won't get to see my producer because he's off camera. But anyway, so yeah, and I know peaceful is always what they're going for. Well, there's probably just a small difference between peaceful and terrified, or peaceful and in pain, or peaceful and angry, you know. And I wonder what the skills are involved in making sure you get it just right. I also wanted to ask the embalmer, funeral director person, what is the toughest? I don't know. People die of all different causes: cancer, you know, and fire, drowned, car accident. Accident, maybe in the woods, falling off a cliff or something. So, but the goal is to make a person look as much like they did when they were alive, and to make them look peaceful. So I'm wondering, what is the hardest type of situation to have to recover from? I know there are times when there's not an open casket, but it might be easier to prepare somebody who just died in their sleep than maybe somebody who died in a car accident and that sort of thing. I'm just kind of curious about that sort of thing. So I know this might sound morbid, but I mean, I think these are good questions, and I always think it's interesting to find out the kinds of things that we just walk by in our everyday life. We don't even really ask to peel back the layers. And I'm just one of those people that, has this insatiable appetite for new information. I'm always, now that we have the smartphones, you know, and therefore you can just like, ask your smartphone anything. Not just Google, but any, you can just type in a question anymore to any computer, smartphone, or tablet, and an answer will come up. So, for example, I've started walking in the morning, not every morning, but trying to get a little more exercise than I have. And so this morning I typed in how many steps in a mile. Wanted to find out It's funny. I counted my steps. I don't have one of those Fit things. I don't have an ankle monitor. But I counted my steps so that I could figure this out later. So just so you know, apparently it says something like 1,500 steps is a mile. They say that most people, each step is about 2.5 feet. When I really want to pace something out and I make these huge steps, that's 3 feet for me, but about 2.5 feet. So 1,500 steps is a mile. And you burn 100 calories for walking a mile. So that's what I learned this morning. Okay, looks like it's time to go to a break. And I want to remind folks, you can, first of all, I already said, go to dentallyspeaking.com if you want to watch the show live, or if you want to listen to or watch any episode we've ever done. They are archived there. Also, if you'll go to my office Facebook page and like us, I would appreciate that very, very much. It's nice of people to do. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Go figure. And it's a glorious day, isn't it? It's going to be an awesome day. And later on today, my wife and I are going to be volunteering at the school back-to-school rally put on by MCS Touch, which is a charity that I'm on the board of. And it's at it's a way of getting school supplies to disadvantaged kids. So it's a pretty neat event. We'll be out there starting at 12:30. Yeah. Okay. So as you know, today's show, we were supposed to have a retired funeral director and embalmer on the show. And I'm kind of going over some of the things that were in my head that I was hoping to have answers to. And we will definitely cover this topic again when we can make a better connection or find out if our guest had an issue. But anyway, so the other thing that I was wanting to talk to him about is, so let's say that like a deceased person was a denture wearer, and the tragedy that killed them either destroyed their denture or it was somehow lost. Like maybe this person, you know, their car went over a cliff and they fell out and they're down in the canyon. So they need to prepare this person, but they don't have their denture. So my question was going to be, well, how do they make them look normal? Do they put gauze in and around their cheeks? And, you know, there's a fine line between looking like you have a mouthful of cotton and like you have a mouthful of teeth. So that was another question. The other is, I know that at least in the past, there was an issue with grave robbers. People would rob graves to get gold, I guess, out of the person, whether it be a gold partial or it be a gold crown. And I know he and I when we set up the interview, we talked a little bit about that. So I was curious if it still happens, you know. Then the other thing is wondering if a family member asks the funeral director to retrieve the gold crowns in their loved one's mouth, are they allowed to? Do they? How do they accomplish it? I'm wondering if they have to have a dentist come in to help. So, for example, I could envision a situation where they might have to have me as a dentist come in and extract the teeth with the gold in there to give to the family members, but I'm really not sure. And so maybe you're curious now, too, that I brought it up, and you can stay tuned for a future show when we are actually covering that. But those are the things that I was, you know, talking about or thinking about and hope to get into onto the show. All right, so we'll make another connection. I have a couple other, either if this gentleman can't do it or if something terrible happened, we will get someone else. But anyway, so now we're to the part of the show that we're calling Why in the World, okay? And this week, the topic is, and this is something that just I deal with on a daily basis, all right? Especially because I now have a second location. I have an office in Arlington. So we have Dr. Kavitko and Associates Clintonville and Dr. Kavitko and Associates Arlington. And so I bought a practice in Arlington from a retiring dentist, and that makes me the new guy. All right. Even though I've been doing it for 35 years, I'm the new guy. And so here's the issue. The previous dentist did not take x-rays very regularly, did not take the periapical films that we use to see if a person has abscesses, to see if they have internal or external resorption, to see if the person has bone loss, meaning gum disease, pyorrhea, it used to be the word, now it's called periodontal disease. And so I want to get updated x-rays for these people. I want to be able to tell them they're either healthy or they're not healthy. So I every day then, when somebody new comes in and we're for a cleaning exam and we're saying, all right, you know what, you've never had a set of x-rays. And their answer is, well, you know, I feel fine. Nothing hurts. I don't know if I really want them. And that just blows my mind, and it's just driving me crazy, to be honest, because just because something doesn't hurt doesn't mean you don't have a problem, okay? Now think about it. When a woman goes for a mammogram, she goes to find out if she might have an issue. If they find a lump and they say, oh, well, first of all, the woman's having the mammogram not because she's having pain in her breast, but because she knows how important it is to know if she's healthy or not, right? So when I want to take a dental x-ray, it's because I want to make sure that you're healthy. The purpose of x-rays is allowing us to see what we can't see with the naked eye. And so if you say to me, well, nothing hurts, I don't want any x-rays, it's the same as a woman saying, I don't have any pain in my breast, so I don't want a mammogram. And yet we all know with breast cancer how important it is for early detection. Early detection saves lives, right? Same with oral cancer. And by the way, next week, we're going to have folks from Jones Foundation, Dee Merrick, and one of her co-board members, who it's a foundation that was formed after this 35-year-old woman, Joan, died of oral cancer that her dentist had noticed but let go for 2 years because he didn't think it was important. And so we're going to talk to them next week. They're going to be here in the studio, I hope. I hope they don't have any car trouble or something. No, I'm sure they'll be here. And so anyway, so it's the same thing. So when I say that I need to take an x-ray, please don't tell me that, well, nothing hurts, so I don't want them. Please. I can do a much better job for you if you'll let me do that. Okay, so my Why in the World segment, then, you might remember, is why in the world do people think nothing's wrong if nothing hurts? And the reality is I will more things are happening in your mouth than you know, and you can have, I have one person had 5 different abscesses. I mean, pus dripping around their gums. No pain, but that's what we discovered when we did the x-rays. X-rays had not been done in a long, long time. All right, so that's me getting on my soapbox, and now I'll step down off my soapbox. And let me just say that I think that is pretty much all the time we have. So don't forget, like I said, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko, and please visit my office Facebook page. Again, next week, we'll have Dee Merrick and Sherry from Jones Foundation in the studio to talk about the new app to help dentists catch oral cancer much earlier than ever before. And I think it's going to be a great show. It's also going to be an important show. And so I really, really, I say this every week, don't miss it, but I really want you not to miss next week's show. Okay? Be sure to join me every Sunday morning, right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.